Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A groundbreaking ceremony took place today at the Seaport in South Boston for what's billed as a first-of-its-kind war memorial in the U.S. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the first permanent public memorial for those who've lost their lives in service to the country since 9/11.
Among the hundreds gathered, Gold Star families, young children, mothers and fathers clutching yellow carnations in memory of loved ones lost in service to this country during the War on Terror.
I lost my son Nicholas George Exaros, a Marine at age 21 in Afghanistan.
That's Stephen Exaros of Yarmouth.
It's bittersweet because you're always so proud. You know, we were so proud that Nick volunteered to serve and become a Marine. But boy, you worry every minute of every day.
Angela Durkin of Quincy knows what that's like. She lost her daughter in Afghanistan 7 years ago and looks forward to coming to the memorial once it's completed.
It's wonderful to remember those who give up their lives, really. So I think it's a great honor.
Governor Deval Patrick calls this solemn ground.
I am consistently humbled, and I think we all are, by the extraordinary service and sacrifice of people who put themselves in harm's way for the rest of us. And we should acknowledge that. We should acknowledge how much the War on Terror has taken from us.
Miniara Zepeda of Roxbury saw her daughter serve two tours in Iraq and other missions overseas, only to be killed by a drunk driver while back in the U.S. for a briefing earlier this year. Zepeda tears up as she talks of dreams not realized.
Four-star student, great student, decided she was going to be in the Army and that was going to be her life. Because since she was four, she said, I'm going to be a four-star general.
The Mass Fallen Heroes Memorial Park will include a 50-foot obelisk structure and an indoor interactive room featuring artifacts and memorabilia that veterans brought home from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.